Divorce may seem like the rule rather than the exception here in the U.S., but believe it or not, the divorce rate is actually on a steady decline. In fact, a new study now puts it at the lowest level since 1970. Joining us now is Dr. Keith Ablow, author of the book Living the Truth. And Dr. Ablow, welcome. Good to see you again.
Yeah, thank you, Lester.
This is great news, I think.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. Some experts are saying it's great news. Others are disagreeing. I have to be a glasses half empty one on this one.
All right, what are we not seeing in these numbers?
All right, what we're not seeing is that although the divorce rate has declined to the lowest level since 1970, the marriage rate has declined 30% in the last 25 years.
So that tells me that maybe people are opting not to get into bad marriages.
Not to get into marriages at all, it seems, or perhaps not bad marriages, that's right. And they're living together more. So there's a tenfold increase in the number of people living together since 1960.
Is that worrisome, that people are choosing not to get married?
Well, here's the thing. I think there is a crisis in marriage today in the United States that's yet to be declared. And that is this. People are looking at their parents' marriages, they're looking at their own, and they're saying, we're not sure how to maintain our passion and our happiness in this architecture. And so you could say that people opting out is a problem. I go to the happiness factor. Are they happy in either situation?
Well, and we're also seeing people who are going to get married, but they seem to be putting it off later in life. I seem to know more and more people in their late 30s, even their early 40s, who have not married yet.
Exactly. And what I like to tell people is it doesn't matter if you marry at 25 or you marry at 35. The issue has been, as I've seen it in my practice, that if you're working off of old dynamics, if you're repeating the very same patterns from your parents' marriage, for instance, if those were somewhat negative, not terribly negative, but somewhat, then it's going to be very hard to start afresh and sign on in an intimate and permanent way with anybody.
I want to swing this back to a more positive place.
Let's do that.
Are people getting help now in a way they didn't used to? There used to be a real stigma with getting marriage counseling. Are people saying, hey, we can save this and let's make this work?
You know what? I think people are saying that. They're voting with their feet. They're saying, let's get some marriage counseling if they have the resources to do it. That's one reason I wrote Living the Truth, is because not everybody has the resources for marriage counseling. And what's required is to go back. Very often people marry out of core weaknesses, believe it or not, and they can heal each other in their marriages. Too often, they end them at the very point where they can become more intimate with each other, but it takes courage.
Right. We also know that typically a lot of families, couples will stay together because of the children. Also, is there not an increasing awareness of the fact that standard of living can take a real drop after divorce?
Absolutely. Look, I think that there's a barrier to entry to marriage in terms of commitment. There's a barrier to exit in marriage, namely all of the amount of work you have to do if you decide that you do want to leave. I can tell you this, it's anecdotal, but it's my experience in my practice. I've actually never had anyone come to my practice and say, my big problem is my parents divorced amicably. I've had lots of people come and say, I think my problem is my parents stayed together in a bad marriage. Lots of people.
Is it hard as a counselor to tell a couple, you know what, maybe you should break up?
It is hard, you know, and what I try to do is before that, exhaust every remedy. And that's including going back and saying, listen, let's find out why you chose each other and whether you're reproducing patterns from the past in this marriage that you can get beyond. Because you know what? Once you tell one another who you really are in the right context of a marriage, that's when you truly bond. And people may not do that for 10 or 15 years.
All right. We've got to end there. But Dr. Keith Ablow, always good to have you on. Thanks
so
much.
It's a pleasure, Lester. Thank you.